an ever old story and ever new. It said that the early scriptures, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and particularly Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they finished their gospel reading with the death. But the oral tradition was developing more and more about the life of Jesus. And it said then this oral word was starting to be added to those shorter version of the gospel. And I guess we are taking advantage of or recipients of something really good. Because if that oral tradition had just stopped, we wouldn't have what we have today. And I think it's very helpful for us to get into the whole spirit and the meaning of this holy season. Just all the terminology and all of the emotions that are part of this story about Jesus. Betrayal, anger, resentment, lying, and the long list of those, in quote, negative qualities, as we kind of search through this passage to find hope, love, commitment, acceptance. And even though we've had 2,000 years of practice to know more and more of how to live in the light of the gospel, but we still have some of the same old stuff going on. I was on the corner of 76 and Layton this morning for the No Kings thing. Any of you there? Yeah, right. And one lady had to stop there, and she was doing this. And we were waving to her. And the poor lady only had one finger to lift before us. But as she was driving away, I could tell her mouthing a word that started with F. Well, we know the story we just heard is not the end of the story. So we have this great opportunity in the days toward the end of the week, the Triduum, as we call it, to enter more deeply into these important parts of our faith and celebration of faith, of course. So I'm going to leave the suspense. I'm not going to tell you the conclusion. Tune in next week.